You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show, continuing the conversation day and night at DTSradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so
classic. Well, thank you for being back on this segment of the program. And as I told you, this is a segment that I am really been looking forward to because Cal Ori is with us on the telephone from California. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, good. I've told my listeners that you are going to be on the program and you are the author, among other things, many other things, of a series of books called The Healing Powers Of, and your first one was vinegar, and then you went on to olive oil and chocolate and coffee now. And so give us a little bit of a hint as how you got involved and give us the evolution of this series of books.
Sure, no problem. Back in 1999, before all the recessions, I was a magazine journalist, health author, health writer, and my publisher's editorial consultant called me up one day and asked me if I wanted to write a book on vinegar or ghostwrite a book for a cardiologist, a heart specialist. I thought about it. I didn't know a lot about vinegar, but I like to work alone, so I said I'll do vinegar. And he had a different slant. He thought that red wine vinegar would have as much resveratrol, that compound in red wine, and that you could get all the benefits of red wine without drinking alcohol. It was a wonderful idea, but once I got into my research, guess what? No way. I had a scientist go to work for me, pro bono, and he came back. He goes, there's trace elements of antioxidants like there are in red wine and grapes, but nowhere near enough. I mean, they're not going to down a million bottles of, you know, red wine vinegar. So I didn't want to just lose the book assignment, and I fell into serendipity, fate. I fell into the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle. Went back to my editor and told him what I just told you. We included red wine with it and the Mediterranean diet, which is really, it's like one of the top ranked diets in the U.S. It's just a sound, healthy diet, no processed foods, fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains, some dairy, some pasta, but whole grain, just a really healthful, heart-healthy diet. And so I did kind of, I included red wine vinegar and other herbal vinegars. I didn't totally focus on apple cider vinegar. And that's what made my book probably stand out of all the other vinegar books. It's been translated in more than 20 languages around the world. It was the best-selling health book in South Korea. They're very big on fruit drinks, fruit vinegar drinks. And I was just told by my editor a couple weeks ago that it's going into 27th printing. So people love this vinegar book. And it's a lot of folk medicine, a lot of home cures, not a lot of hard-hitting studies, mind you. Scientists don't want to, you know, go to the drawing board for vinegar. But it's a lot of folklore that goes way back in time, and it works. I mean, it really can work topically, externally, and internally.
Well, you're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and what you've just heard is Cal Ori. She is an author. She has written the book, The Healing Powers of Vinegar, some time ago, and I want all of my listeners to know, go to our website at DDS Radio. We're going to create a link right over to Cal's website where you can have access to all of her books and get access to the knowledge that she has developed in putting all these things together. So, Cal, now, what would you say would be, besides the, you know, the resveratrol, and we talk about the Mediterranean diet here on the program extensively, we talk about nutrition extensively, what would you say would be the number one or two issues around vinegar that give it its greatest bang for the buck?
Well, people, fans that write me, they really want, they're interested in the heart health. Heart disease is number one killer for men and women, as we all know. So they believe, and it can, I suppose, help you lower your blood pressure and help lower your cholesterol levels. However, when I email them back, I always tell them it's not just a magic bullet. You can't just take, you can't be obese and be sedentary and think, you know, apple cider vinegar is going to save you. You need to, you know, eat a healthful diet, Mediterranean diet. You need to get a move on in conjunction with apple cider vinegar because it has potassium, a lot of other compounds in it that could help you lose weight, and the acetic acid that could help you burn fat. So that's one thing. A lot of people want to lose weight with it and have done it. Me, personally, I use it only topically. I'm skinny girl because I follow my own advice, but I've used it topically. It has an antibacterial and anti... what's the other one? Antibacterial and antibiotic compounds in it.
Huh? I think it's antifungal as well.
Yeah, I was about to say that, right. Where, gosh, I've been stung by a bee up in the mountains where I live. I've been stung by a wasp. I stepped on a nail. You name it. And I had a wart on my thumb before a book sign and a big book tour. I'm telling you, every time I used apple cider vinegar, Bragg's, which is all natural, it's the best vinegar. And actually, Patricia Bragg endorsed the book on the front cover. She's the guru of Bragg products and apple cider vinegar. I use that religiously, like, you know, several times a day, topically on my thumb, and that wart was gone in a week. And everything else I mentioned, it just really, it gets rid of the inflammation, the redness, itchiness, pain. It works. I'm not kidding. So I don't really drink it. It's really acidic. So you've got to be careful. You can sweeten it with honey and chamomile tea. Some people just take it straight, but me, not so much. I'm more into the red wine vinegar and balsamic vinegar, herbal vinegars, but I do use ACV, definitely, topically. It's awesome.
Well, there you go. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and that is Cal Ori, the author of the Healing Powers of series, I'm calling it. And she was talking about her first book, The Healing Powers of Vinegar, and then you go on to use... olive oil as one of your subject matters, and you actually call it nature's liquid gold. Tell us why.
That goes back to Homer. He's the one that called it that years, centuries ago. This has been around forever, the olive oil, the olive tree. It goes with the Mediterranean diet. If you look at the pyramid, which I have in all five books, it shows you that that is the number one dietary fat you should be using. It is heart healthy. There are hard-hitting studies, unlike vinegar, that olive oil is healthy for you, for your heart health, to help you lose weight. Anti-aging benefits, home cures, you name it, but even lowering your risk of developing diabetes, too. Again, there's studies that prove that. You could just Google it. What I find interesting is that I worked with a lot of olive oil people in the industry, and this one octogenarian, they go way back, Shabika, she taught me that you can actually cook and bake with olive oil, and I never knew that. So that started off adding really creative recipes. A lot of hers and other famous chefs have included the recipes. That's the thing about these books. They're not just health books. They have recipes, and as I go on with the series, I kind of get very creative with the recipes where I have one at the end of each chapter, and then that kind of goes with each chapter, and then at the back of the book. In different categories. But I take pride in the recipes because they come from big sources, big chefs and spa chefs. So that makes it unusual as well. And not everybody knows. You know, a lot of people, I've been on a lot of radio shows for olive oil, this olive oil book, because it's been successful as well around the world. And some radio show host will say, well, I'm glad to have you on, Cal, and now that I know I can put olive oil on my salad. And I'm thinking, wait, you didn't get it.
Yeah, they missed a big part of the show.
And baking and home cures topically. It's infused in beauty products and foods and things you get at the store. I mean, even marinara sauce, you name it. So it's a household name now. It used not to be. Only like in Europe, people used it a lot.
Sure.
But in the 21st century, People definitely cook and bake with it.
Well, I know my listeners are anxious to have me move on to get to chocolate. Everybody wants to be guilt-free with chocolate. So I'm confident you're talking about dark chocolate, but tell my listeners the healing benefits of chocolate.
Well, this was an amazing assignment. I waited years to do this. It almost happened in the 20th century, but it finally happened in the 21st century. Yeah, it's the dark chocolate that has the antioxidants in it. That's true. However, if you start off mainstream America, somebody in Kansas, if they go to the store and they don't get their Milky Way and they go for an 80% cocoa content candy bar or piece of chocolate, they're going to spit it out. It's terrible. It's awful. I was sent chocolate from everywhere. I mean, chocolatiers from the States to abroad. And the higher the content of cocoa, it's really bitter. It's an acquired taste. You have to start gradually, like maybe at 40%, 50%, 60% is at your local grocery store, Ghirardelli. And then I like the ones, chocolate bars and truffles that are infused with herbs and spices and nuts, because then you're getting other health benefits from those foods, plus you like what you're eating. So some writers that have done books on chocolate, they're telling you, you know, only eat chocolate 70 to 80% cocoa content. Most people, they don't have that sophisticated palate, and they won't eat it. So why bother? But if you do what I do and stay with 60%, 70 if you can tolerate it, then you eat a small amount. And it's not like what you get from, you know, like milk chocolate, where you really don't get a lot of good compounds in it. It's a lot healthier, and you won't want to eat as much because, again, it's an acquired taste. But I say go middle of the road. Don't go way over there. You'll never eat it, and you won't get the benefits.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show, and I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and we are absolutely thrilled to have Cal Ori on the telephone with us from California, telling us about her Healing Powers series of books. And we've moved on now to the most recent one, which is your Healing Powers of Coffee. Now,
No, you forgot. You forgot my favorite child, the one before. You forgot my fourth child.
Which one?
My honey child. This is my favorite one, The Healing Powers of Honey, because I think it's the best written. I put my heart and soul into it because I identified with the honeybee. And people know these days that we have a bee crisis, colony collapse disorder. And people must know that if all the bees really do vanish one day, we're going to lose a lot of our favorite healthful foods or produce, because bees pollinate that. You know, the fruits, the vegetables, it's just the whole food chain. If the bees die, there are people, Einstein didn't really say it, but there are people that do believe that the humans may become extinct. So I love this book because I do discuss the honeybee in a whole chapter, how important the honeybee is for nutritious, you know, foods, fruits, and nuts. But also, people are very down on sugar. Sugar is now worse than saturated fat. So honey, which has antioxidants like all these superfoods in the Healing Power series, is much healthier in moderation than eating white sugar or brown sugar. And yes, you can cook and bake with honey as well, and you use less because it's very sweet and condensed. So you'll use less of it than if you use granulated white sugar, which has no nutritional value whatsoever.
Yeah, we're a big fan of honey on the program as well, because it has some really pretty amazing antibacterial qualities, because it virtually will never spoil. And
correct. And the Manuka honey, which I was sent, very expensive to use topically and externally, which I have not done, that is amazing. I've used that also on cuts and things. Sounds like I live in a dangerous place.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get stung by bees and wasps. All right. Now bring us to coffee, now that I have everything in its proper sequence.
Okay, coffee. That's the latest one. And coffee. People do not know that coffee does have antioxidants, the good stuff that keeps away heart disease and cancer. There's two compounds. God, I don't even know if I could pronounce these. Chlorogenic acid and caffeic acid.
Yes.
These are two antioxidants that are really, really good for you again, and they have more. It is said, it is believed by the top-notch people with PhD scientists that I interviewed, that coffee boasts more antioxidants, disease-fighting antioxidants, than cocoa and tea put together. And again, this is really good. I have a whole section on home cures. It can help. It can help boost your endorphin. Like when you swim or exercise, you raise your endorphin levels. It does the same thing. After you drink a cup of coffee, obviously it's some of the caffeine, but there's other ingredients in it as well that boost your memory, your brain power. Physical energy. I always drink one cup of coffee in the morning before I go swimming. I'm awake and I get a good swim. Also, when I write a book in the morning, if I'm writing in the morning, it's been proven. There's studies that I actually note that prove that it boosts both of these things.
Well, Cal, I thank you very, very much. And this is not going to be our only time together, I assure you. And so, you know, I want everybody to go to the website at ddsradio.com, where we're going to have a link over to Cal Ori's website where you can have access and order her books, and you can get the entire series, the entire 5-book series for your own library at home, which has, obviously, she said, great recipes in it, things that you will actually use these books rather than just read them once and put it away. So, Cal, I cannot thank you enough for spending the time with us. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.